I'm Paul Slackus. I'm with Good News Planet, and we've had the honor to be involved with you for probably around 20 years. And you guys have been around for how long? Who do we have on the phone call right now?
I can answer the questions about St. Jude. I'm Rick Shadyac. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of ALSAC, which is the fundraising and awareness organization for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Congratulations. And you started with Danny Thomas back in 1962. Thank you very much for doing that and sticking with it, and becoming one of the leading, if not the leading, nonprofit organization helping young children who can't afford to pay for their cancer treatment. You guys have come to the table. Thank you very much for doing that.
It's a privilege, Richard. It's a privilege, sir.
Who else are you with there, Richard?
Hi. So, hi, Paul. I'm Kelly Cook. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer at Kmart.
Okay. And we love Kmart also. And you are the largest sponsor, philanthropist, and I will call you socially responsible corporation who's taken on St. Jude's. For all these years, we've made many shows with you as well. You just continue. The reason I'm saying this is because I thought I heard a lot of voices.
There's a St. Jude patient with us.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm okay. Courtney.
Oh, hi, Courtney. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did.
What did you have?
I had lots of turkey and lots of stuffing.
All right. Courtney, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you have an ugly sweater on right now?
I do have an ugly sweater on right now.
Oh, yeah. Describe it for those that don't have the video look. And we're showing this in video and podcast. But what does your sweater look like?
Oh, it is a red sweater with flowers on it and snowflakes on the bottom.
So you're ready for the holiday season, I would say.
Yes,
right?
Sir, and for the ugly Christmas sweater challenge.
There you go. What is the ugly sweater Christmas challenge?
So let me tell you I'll tell you all about it, Paul. We have never done this before, and we are so excited about it. We are implementing the first ever ugly sweater challenge, the Ugly Sweater for Better challenge, and it's very easy to participate. You only have to do three things, but you have to get your fun on. That's the big thing. So three things. The first thing you do is post a selfie in your favorite, craziest, wackiest Christmas sweater ever. The second thing you do is challenge your friends to do the same on social media. And then the third thing is tag at Kmart, at St. Jude, and then you add the hashtag Ugly Sweater for Better. And Paul, every single time anyone does that, Kmart is going to donate $1 to St. Jude to help amazing children like Courtney.
Aha, uh-huh. And I'm sure that none of those sweaters came from Kmart because I shot by you, and I never saw an ugly sweater.
That's awesome. Well, we actually have some this Christmas, this holiday season, which is a lot of fun. We have one that's sequins that goes from naughty and nice, and I don't know what list you're on, but you can choose that yourself.
Well, we try to stay on the good news. Richard, tell us about the organization and your feelings about it after all these years. You're growing and growing.
Yes, we are. Thankfully, because of the support of the public and amazing partners like Kmart, St. Jude is that place that leads the way the world, understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer and diseases of the blood like sickle cell disease, which is the disease that Courtney suffers from. And it's that special place where doctors all across the United States and increasingly the world send some of their sickest patients because we offer the highest survival rates for some of the most challenging cancers and diseases of the blood. And you know, the super neat, cool, unique thing about St. Jude is that no family will ever receive a bill from St. Jude, not for the cost of treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all we want moms and dads to worry about is helping their child survive this terrible disease. And we can only do that because of the support of the public. 75% of the money to operate St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has to be raised, and generous partners like Kmart and the general public step up every single day to provide those resources so that we can take care of these kids and desperately search for cures. Cancer remains the leading cause of death by disease in U.S. kids today. So despite all the progress that we've made in our 55-year history, we still have a lot of work to do.
And the children, this movie just came out, Wonder, which is a great, positive movie about young people who have a little bit of a different challenge in life. You're there to comfort and to be a positive environment, and you've created that so well.
We try. I mean, you know, our model is very, very different, and we want to make sure the kids feel as comfortable as they can possibly feel. We genuinely believe in getting the kids out of the hospital and into one of our housing facilities. We're blessed to operate 4 housing facilities at this point in time, so the kids can have as normal of a life as possible. You know, Kmart is one of those corporate partners that puts on events on our campus that allow our kids to be kids. These are just fun events, and kids play and they get toys and they can forget the fact that they're sick, and as can their siblings and their moms and their dads. So it's a very, very special place that this magic is created, though, by the support of the public and also by our amazing partners that offer this kind of very comforting and healing and playful environment for our kids.
We love Kmart. I just want to go back to a story when I spoke with Marlo Thomas, Danny Thomas's daughter, that is such a great spokesperson for the organization as well.
She is.
She once told me her father, Danny Thomas, told her, because Marlo is, you know, a child of a very big superstar in the world of media and television, and she felt uncomfortable with that situation, just like I'm sure people that have an illness feel uncomfortable as well. And what her father said to her was that, pretend you're a thoroughbred horse. You just put the blinders on and go forward. So I think that maybe your organization has that Danny Thomas go. Is that what it is, do you think?
I do. You know, Paul, I was blessed to be able to know Danny Thomas. My father was one of Danny Thomas's closest friends. And you know, I can remember Danny Thomas talking to me and coming to our house and staying at our house and talking to me about the importance of the work that's done there. But you know, what I always remember about Danny Thomas was he was just a regular guy. And when he got on campus here, he was all about the kids, and he was all about the employees that work here, and he wanted people to feel comfortable here. You know, he always referred to this place as the people's hospital, and it really is. And you know, I think about how visionary and courageous Danny Thomas was, establishing St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, because he could have picked any city that he wanted to, but he put it in Memphis, Tennessee because he wanted this to be a beacon of hope to kids all across the United States. And remember, when we opened the doors, Memphis was a segregated city, and he welcomed kids from all walks of life, all races, all religions, all creeds, to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital because he wanted it to be that welcoming beacon of hope for some of the sickest kids in the United States. So that's the beauty of the man. That's the vision that this guy had back in the 1950s, and look what it's become.
Fantastic. Last quick question, because you got a live one right after this live interview. What does peace mean to each one of you? We're very involved with world peace and the International Day of Peace. What does peace mean to you, each one of you, quickly?
You want
to
go?
Oh, I'll go. It means so very much to me. This hospital has completely transformed my life and the lives of so many other people. And so I am so very thankful for the supporters of Kmart and supporters of you, and to be able to help children like me here at St. Jude.
Okay, let's go with that. Thank you very much, all of you. I'm sure you feel all the same. I love you all. Thank you very much for doing what you're doing. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paul. Take care. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.